We're doing the Netivot Shalom on marriage, on the wisdom of building a home. And the Slanim Rebbe explained last time that a person has to try and gain appreciation for this concept of himself. What does it mean that he is a Jewish person? And Ukmosha Akara Mao Yehudi, and just like the recognition of what is a Jew, Mesugelet Limnoa Ish Yisrael Mikol Sigupgam, can cause a person to, can prevent a person from blemishes, asher enam ruim leben melech. When he thinks about it and he says, I was granted this position of the son of the king, I can't do this silly thing. A person has to recognize the position that God granted him, and out of that he grows into a situation where he says, that I can't do that. That's what we saw last time. That the first step is that a person has appreciation for himself, for his position in the world. By the same token, when a person recognizes the important state, the important position that God gave him in the world, that also gives him hope in any situation that he may be. Even after a person has fallen to sin, this gives the person strength to strengthen himself in clear emunah, to connect with the eternal concept that Hashem tells us, you are my sons. Hashem says, you are the sons of Hashem, your God. And just as the Holy Grandfather from Slonim said, there's a mitzvah to review in our own minds that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir said, "Shebein kach uvein kach nikru banim." Whether they keep the Torah or they don't keep the Torah, Hashem says they're my children. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Do we say if they live up to their end of the deal, I call them my children; otherwise, I call them my slaves? Or do we say, regardless, Hashem says you're my children. Even when you mess up, you're still my children. There are verses that indicate this way, there are verses that indicate that way. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, regardless, they are called sons. And the Slonim grandfather said, it's a mitzvah to review that. Gam she'inam osim ritzono shel makom. Even when they don't do the will of the one above, the omnipresent. She'af she'bechol ha'mkomot she'nechleku Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda alachak Rabbi Yehuda, even though generally, machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, aval b'inyan zeh, but with regard to this, we have a clear bottom line. Ifsika halachak Rabbi Meir. The halacha was declared like Rabbi Meir. Now this is a very important point. When we graduated high school, so in the graduation speech, one of the teachers said, make sure to find a rabbi you can go to on your worst day. And the idea here that the Slonim Rebbe is saying is that we have to feel connected to Hashem on our worst day. Sometimes a person feels so distant. He feels like he's let down everyone, including God, or maybe first and foremost God. And a person has to remember this declaration. Even on his worst day, Hashem says, you're my boy. וכמו שכתב רבנו מיימון אבי הרמב״ם באיגרת הנחמה שלו, דברים נפלאים בעניין זה. And like Rabbi Maimon, the father of the Rambam, wrote in his letter that's called the Letter of Comfort, he wrote some great things with regard to this. He said, כל אלה משפטים ברורים והוכחות קיימות שהקדוש ברוך הוא לא ישנא אותנו. All the aforementioned, we're starting mid-paragraph, right? All the aforementioned verses are clear proofs that God does not hate us. He's contending with other religions that claim that now God hates the Jews and he has another chosen people. So he writes, he says, I brought you a whole slew of proofs. Velo yasir me'aleinu shem banim. And God never removes from upon us the name banim, my sons. Lo kshe'irtze bno velo kshe'ichas aleinu. Lo kshe'irtze banu velo kshe'ichas aleinu. Regardless of whether he's happy with us or angry at us. Regardless of whether we believe in him or we leave him. As the verse says, you are sons to Hashem, your God. God calls us his chosen son. My sons who I can't have any faith in. And yet Hashem says, my sons. Hashem is saying, whether they believe in me or not, they're still my sons. כלומר שאפילו כששרים מעליו אינם מאמינים רחמנא ליצלן. Meaning even when they leave, they're going off to Hodu. What's it called in English? Hodu, India. They're going to the Dalai Lama. They're trying out who knows what. What? Turkey, Hinduism, whatever they're trying out, God forbid. Even then, Hashem says, they're still my boys. Ve'afilu k'shem mashchitim, and even when they're destructive, banimim, k'dichtiv, the Pasuk says, banim mashchitim, my sons who are destructive. Hashem stresses, even when they're destructive, they're still my sons. K'amtziut shel banim nitzchit, because this concept of being Hashem's sons is eternal. Ve'yudi lo'olam eino ma'abed to'ar ze, and a Jew never loses that title. De'lo yitachen b'mtziut sheben yafsik liot ben, just like a person's son, you can never sever that connection. He's your boy. That's it. He was born your son. You can never change that. So too, we are called Hashem's sons to indicate this concept. You can't sever that. V'omnam yesh ben mutzlach v'yesh ben lo mutzlach. You have a more successful son, you have a less successful son. Aval gam hu eino chadel miliot ben. But even that son who's less successful, he's still your son. Yes?
What about Ishmael or Abraham?
It's a good question. Well, maybe Thursday night we'll discuss it.
Are we doing Thursday night?